Brian.
It's good to be here, and thank you for having me.
我很高兴在这里，非常的兴奋。
As exciting as it is, I'm also quite scared.
虽然我很兴奋，也有一点害怕。
No matter how many times I speak, no matter how many times I share, it never gets easier.
无论我分享或者讲到多少次，都不是很容易的。
So today, I kind of share about my personal reflection before the Lord.
现在我想分享是这一年来我个人在神面前的回想。
So I came to this country about 30 years, not about exactly 30 years ago.
我回想到差不多是30年前。
At the age of 10.
我在10岁的时候。我信了
是。Like after communion, we kind of asked the kids to go downstairs. 30 years ago, I was one of those kids.
刚刚看到小朋友下楼去。30年前，我是其中一个孩子。
And now 30 years later, at the ripening old age of 40, I'm thinking, where am I going?
在这30年后，我40岁，我在想我要去哪里。
Like I've been thinking about, like, if God willing, I might have another 40 years.
我在想，如果神许我，我还会有再有40年。
What am I going to look like in 40 years?
在那40年后，我将会看起来是什么样子？
Like, where am I going to be? Am I going to just be retired? Or am I going to be doing something interesting?
到那个时候，我将会退休吗？还是我会做什么有趣的事情？
So this year, I spent a lot of time thinking like I'm at a crossroad of my life. Some people at this point is going through midlife crisis. Some people is doing something crazy. Like, what am I doing?
我现在好像在一个人生的十字路口。有些朋友他们这个40岁做一些很疯狂的事情或者有中年的危机。那我要做什么？
So I'm looking at my past.And then I'm looking at my present. And I'm taking my past and present and projecting into the future. I'm still asking, like, who do I want to be when I grow up?
我现在在这里回想我的过去，然后看我现在的样子，我也一直在思想，在以后我要变成什么样子的人。
Like, when I came here, I was 10. I asked myself,What am I going to do when I grow up? Now that I'm all grown up, So I start thinking about the people I admire. I start thinking about what they look like when they're younger, what they look like.They're halfway through their life, and how did they finish their life?
我因此也会注意那些我所敬仰的人，他们以前是什么样子，他们现在是什么样子，然后他们以后又会是什么样子。
So one of the interesting characters that really struck my nerve was this character Caleb in the Old Testament.
使我里头心里非常震撼的就是这个旧约的人物加勒。
So when Caleb was first introduced, he's exactly how old I am right now. He was introduced as a 40-year-old guy.
在加勒在圣经中第一次被介绍的时候，像我现在的年纪也是。
And because of his faithfulness, he experienced God in ways nobody else did.
因为他的信心，他经历的神是别人所没有经历过的。
And God was able to use him.To do many, many things that he never thought he could.
而神也能够使用他做了许许多多他从来都没有想过的事情。
And so as we kind of wrap up 2020 and kind of start a new season, I call it the post-COVID season.
我们2020年是开始了这个是这个疫病的这个季节。
We need to start thinking about.Where does God want us to go? Where is God leading us?
我们需要去想，神要我们往哪里走？ 神在带领我们走在哪个方向。
And today, I hopefully, as we share about the story of Caleb, his story can inspire us, can point us towards the right direction.
所以，当我们今天想到加勒的故事的时候，他的事迹可以激励我们，让我们去想我们该以后往哪里走。
Right in the book of Numbers, he says introduces one of the young spies at 40 years old.
在约书亚记啊，对不起，
加书
啊，约书亚记里头介绍他是在40岁的时候。
Oh, I'm sorry. In Numbers, he introduces a 40-year-old.
在民数记里头他是40岁。
But then in the book of Joshua, he introduces 85 years old.
但在约书亚记里头他是85岁了。
Let's look at the life of Caleb through the scripture.
我们从圣经来看加勒的生平。
So I'm going to be talking about Caleb when he's 40-year-old young man, and that's an 80-year-old warrior.
现在我们要看40岁加勒的年轻的时期，以及他85岁的老战士。
And let's jump to a number for book of Numbers chapter 14.
我们到民数记14章。
Chapter 14, verse 24.
14章24节。
And this is how God described Caleb.
这是神描述加勒的一个方式。
Numbers chapter 14, verse 24, and I'll read it first. But because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him to the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it.
14章24节，唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。
So I gotta talk about a brief background of what's happening.
我要提一提，简短的提一下这个的背景。
So in the beginning of Exodus, God's people were being suppressed by Pharaoh.
在出埃及记里头，神的子民被法老所欺啊，所啊伤害。
So they cried out to God, and God sent Moses. And with Moses, God used 10 plagues to rescue His people.
所以他们在向神呼求之后，神就派了摩西。而摩西借着神所给的十灾，把他们从埃及救出来。
And after the 10 plagues, they crossed the Red Sea on dry ground.
他们在十灾之后，他们过红海，行在干地上。
Right, Moses put his staff down, and the Red Sea opened. Famous story, everybody knows about it.
摩西把他的杖一挥，红海分开，他们就平安度过，这是大家所熟悉的故事。
And while they're walking around the desert, people cried, "I'm hungry, I'm thirsty." So God gave them manna, God gave them water.
当他们在旷野的时候，他们哭叫，我们饿了，我们渴了，神就给他们玛拿，神就给他们水。
And then, when they're at night, God was a pillar of fire, and during the day, God was a pillar of cloud to lead and guide His people.
神在夜间用火柱，在白天用云柱带领他们往前行。
And then on Mount Sinai, God gave them the Ten Commandments.
而在西乃山上，神又给他们了十诫。
So they went through battles after battle, victory after victory. Now they are about to enter into their promised land.
他们经过了一次一次的战争，得到一次一次的胜利，现在他们即将进入应许之地。
So before they enter the promised land, do you guys remember what Moses did?
在他们进入应许之地前，你们记不记得摩西做了什么事？
Moses took out 12, one leader from each tribe. So Moses sent 12 spies to spy out the land.
摩西在十二个支派中选了各支派选了一个领袖，派了这十二个探子进入迦南地。
So these 12 spies went, and one of the 12 spies was our guy today, Caleb.
这十二个探子之中，其中一位就是加勒。
So these 12 spies, they went, they spent 40 days spying, looking around the land, and they came back with some good news.
他们进入迦南地40天里头探测，然后回到摩西面前。
And they said, "This truly indeed is a land flowing with milk and honey. This is a great land."
他们都说这地实在流是流奶与蜜之地，这是一个很棒的地。
They even brought back some giant grapes where they have to carry on their shoulder.
他们甚至带回了巨大的葡萄，必须由人扛在肩上。
However,
但是
they are giant grapes, but they're also giant people.
他们有巨大的葡萄，可是也有巨大的人。
Giant people with their giant cities that they don't know how to handle it.
巨人用着有着巨大的城，他们不知道如何处理这个事。
But then Caleb over here, he comes up and says, "No, let's do it. We can take them. Doesn't matter how big they are, as long as God is with us, we can take them."
加勒听却站出来说，我们可以征服他们，不论有没有巨人，神与我们同在，我们定然能得胜。
But the other 10 spies started spreading fear and started a lot of drama and panic within God's people.
但是其他这十个支派的探子开始散布恐惧、混乱或者是这种不信、对神的百姓中，在神的百姓中间。
So my question is, why was Caleb different?
所以我的问题是，为什么加勒不一样？
Why was he so brave?
为什么他这么勇敢？
He saw the same thing his other spy brothers saw, yet his conclusion was different.
他所看见的跟其他的探子一模一样，可是他的结论却是不一样。
Was he delusional?
他是不是有幻觉呢？
No, not because he's delusional, not because he's tougher, but according to God himself, Caleb had a different spirit.
不是因为他有幻觉，不是因为他比人家坚强，而是在他的身上有一个不一样的心智。
And this different spirit allowed him to follow God wholeheartedly.
这个不一样的心智使得他能够全心全意跟随神。
See, this different spirit is not based on groundless faith, just wild dreams.
这个不一样的心智是根据信心，而不是一个胡乱的梦想。
It's based on God delivering according to his words.
而是根据神会拯救，是根据神自己的话。
Every single one of his words said became a reality.
每一个神所说的每一个字会成为真实。
God says, "I will rescue my people through Egypt, out of Egypt," and God did exactly that.
神说我会把你们拯救从埃及救出来，神做到了。
God says, "You, my people, will walk across the Red Sea on dry ground." That's exactly what happened.
神说我的百姓要从红海的干地上走过，而这就是所发生的事。
God says, "You will not die of thirst in the desert." That's exactly what happened.
神说你们不会在旷野饿死渴死，而这就是所发生的事。
God says, "Every morning there will be manna for you to eat." That's exactly what happened.
神说每天早晨有玛拿给你们吃，这就是所发生的事。
See, God's people and Caleb, they not only experienced the supernatural power of God firsthand.
加勒他不仅仅经历了神超自然的手是第一手的经历。
But Caleb knows that God is a promise keeper. His words will never fail.
加勒也知道神是信守诺言的神，他永不失信。
See, this spiritual high, a different spirit wasn't just a spur of a moment thing. It wasn't a spiritual high.
这个信心的并不是一个心灵的高涨。
And because we see that Caleb continues to have this spirit even at 85 years old.
加勒继续有这样的心智，甚至到了85岁。
He continued to follow the Lord, clinging onto his promise.
他继续的跟随主，抓紧神的应许。
And then, which later we'll get into in chapter 15 of Joshua, his boldness at 85 years old is as strong as when he was at 40.
等一会儿我们看到约书亚记14章，加勒他的勇敢大胆跟以前在85岁的时候跟以前一模一样。
See, what caught my attention of Caleb is he has such passion. He's so driven to participate in God's work.
使我心里很触动的就是 加勒是这么的激情的，想要与神的事工有份。
See, again, I just turned 40, and I have experienced some work of God in my life.
我现在40岁，我在我的生命中经历了一些神的作为。
I know God still have a lot of plans for me.
我知道神在我身上还有很多的计划。
But I'm also at a point where, you know what, maybe that's enough. Maybe somebody else can do this.
我到了一个点上是想，也许别人可以做这些事，也许不用我来做。
Right? Or I can say, no, this is just the beginning. There's more, and I want it.
但我也要说，不，这只是一个开始，我有更多的我要去得到。
See, deep inside, I want to be that 85-year-old who's on fire for God.
内心的深处，我想要像那85岁的加勒那样子为神大发热的心。
But at the same time, this is a struggle. It's like, I'm kind of tired. There's other things I gotta do. There are other brothers and sisters. God can use them too, right?
可是从另一方面，我又觉得我有一点累了。我不是那么想做，而且还有别的弟兄姐妹神可以用啊。
Like, can you guys relate? Let's be honest. There are things where you just kind of want to sit on the side and take a little break, right?
我们必须诚实的说，有的时候我们就会想坐在一边休息一下。
There are other people that's more qualified than me. Why am I up here? And there are other better speakers than me. What are they doing? Right?
有其他的人比我更合格。有别的人他比我更会讲。为什么我要站在这里？
But if I struggle, that's my struggle. But then I ask myself, if that's my mentality, if that's my attitude, what am I going to look like when I'm 85 years old?
我内心有这样的挣扎，但是我也知道这是我的心态，这是我的态。我就在想，那我85岁，我会是什么样？
If I dismiss every opportunity God gives me, how do I expect myself to grow and walk and run in the Lord for the rest of my life?
如果我把所有神给我的机会都摒弃了，那我怎么到了85岁，我怎么可能继续的奔跑，继续的往前，照主的心意而行？
The reason why Caleb is still on fire for the Lord at 85 years old is that he did not give up any opportunity at 40 years old.
加勒之所以在85岁还能够为神这样子的发热心，是因为他从40岁以来，他从来没有放过任何机会能够跟随神。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says, For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
以弗所书二章十节，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
God didn't send his son to die.On the cross for us, so we.
神并不会派他的儿子为我们死在十字架上复活，而就是让我们只是坐在这里等着上天堂的票来到。
Jesus paid too high of a price for us to sit around and wait.
神耶稣基督他付的代价实在太大了，我们不是叫我们坐在那儿等的。
Caleb embraced every opportunity to participate in God's work.
加勒抓紧了拥抱了所有的机会来能够参加神的事工。
How about us?
我们呢？
How are we seizing every opportunity?
我们是否也抓住各种的机会呢？
Or are we like the other 10 spies that says, it's too hard, somebody else can do it?
还是我们像那十个探子一样说，太难了，让别人去做吧。
Instead of believing God is a promise keeper and capable of delivering, the Israelites rebelled against God.
以色列人违背了神们的命令，不相信神是一个信守他的应许的神。
They trust the reports of these 10 spies over the promise of God.
他们信托相信这十个探子所说的话， 而不相信神所应许的。
And then as a result, God forbid them from entering into the promised land.
以至于结果是神不许他们进入应许之地。
This is a serious judgment.
这实在是严重的事情。
Do not dismiss it. Do not take it lightly. You don't take God's word seriously. There will be consequences.
这实在是一个令人惊心的事。我们若不对神的话认真啊，神这是会有很严重的后果。
And so for 40 years, the Israelites wander in the desert until every single one from that generation died, except for Caleb and Joshua.
所以40年中，以色列人所有的人全部死完，只剩下加勒和约书亚。
That's a lot of death, right?
那有好多人死啊。
Imagine just going through funerals after funerals of people you grew up with.
想想看，你参加了一个又一个的葬礼，这些人都是跟你一起长大的人。
You watch your neighbors die, you watch your friends die, you watch your peers die. One by one, they die.
你看到你的邻居死了，你看到你的同学死了，你看到你跟你同辈的人死了，一个一个都死了。
Yeah, with every funeral Caleb attends.Instead of getting more despair and hopelessness, his faith actually grew.
加勒在参加了这么多的葬礼的过程中，他的信心没有因此变得失望消极，他反而越来越有信心。
And now at the age of 85 years old,
而现在他85岁了。
After they crossed the Jordan River, after they conquered Jericho, conquered big cities,In the west of the Jordan River, Caleb came up to Joshua.
在过了约旦河，能够攻占了所有的这些大城市之后，加勒来到约书亚的面前。
Remember, this is an 85-year-old man who has fought battles.
你要记住，这是一个85岁的人，他已经打了各样的战争。
So Caleb came to Joshua with this overflowing.Sense of faith, I mean, of belief that God is going to fulfill His promise.
加勒来到约书亚面前，有一个充足的信心，先坚信神要履行他的诺言。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 14.
我们现在看约书亚记十四章。
Went from Numbers 14 to Joshua chapter 14.
我们到了另外一个十四章。
And I'm going to read verse 6 through 15. And then my sister can read it in Chinese.
我们读6到14节。
So Joshua chapter 14, verse 6 through 15. Now the people of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him,You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, at Kadesh Barnea, about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me to Kadesh Barnea to explore the land, and I brought him back a report according to my convictions. But my fellow Israelites who went up with me made the hearts of people melt in fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly.So on that day, Moses swore to me, the land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years, since the time he said to Moses, while Israel moved about in the wilderness. So here I am, 85 years old. I'm as strong today as the day Moses sent me out.I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle as I was then. Now, give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard that the Anakites were there and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out, as he said. And Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as his inheritance. So Hebron has belonged to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, ever since, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly. Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba, after Arba, who was the greatest man among the Anakites. Then the land had rest from war.
约书亚记十四章第六节到十五节，那时犹大人来到吉甲，见约书亚有基尼喜族耶弗尼的儿子加勒对约书亚说，耶和华在加底斯巴尼亚指着我对你说，神人摩西所说的话你都知道了。耶和华的仆人摩西从加底斯巴尼亚打发我窥探这地，那时我正四十岁，我按着心意回报他。然而同我上去的众弟兄使百姓的心消化，让我专心跟从耶和华我的神。当日摩西启示说，你脚所踏之地定要归你和你的子孙永远为业，因为你专心跟从耶和华我的神。自从耶和华对摩西说这话的时候，耶和华照他所应许的使我存活这四十五年。期间以色列人在旷野行走，看哪，现今我八十五岁了，我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那一天一样。无论是征战是出入，我的力量那时如何，现在还是如何。求你将耶和华那日应许我的这山地给我，那里有亚纳族人，并宽大坚固的城。你也曾听见了，或者耶和华照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。于是约书亚为耶弗尼的儿子加勒祝福，将希伯伦给他为业。所以希伯伦做了基尼喜族耶弗尼的儿子加勒的产业，直到如今，因为他专心跟从耶和华以色列的神。希伯伦从前名叫基列亚巴，亚巴是亚纳族中最尊大的人，于是国中太平，没有征战了。
Can you guys feel the passion of Caleb in this passage?
你能不能在这一段经文中感受到
Just the day Moses sent me out.
我如今还是像摩西当时差派我去的时候那样子强壮。
I started working at 27 years old.
我在27岁的时候开始工作。
I started with a bunch of new hires back then.
New
engineers or new coworkers.
我开始一批新的工程师。
That's 13 years ago.
那是13年前。
13 years later.
13年后。
We're a lot of us are tired.
很多人都退休了。
Tired.
疲倦了。
And why are you working so hard?
为什么要工作的这么累呢？
Look at them. I'm not working that hard. They're just relaxing.
你看那些人，他们都没有那么工作很累，都在休息。
You're working from home. Why bother?
他们都在家工作，何必那么麻烦？
Just do enough.
做够的就可以了。
And if you do too much, you're gonna make me look bad.
你如果做的那么多，会让我们都很难过。
But Caleb, after 45 years, after 40 years of wandering around the desert.
而加勒在45年之后，在旷野这样子的绕行之后
，He didn't give up. He didn't get tired. In fact, he got more excited.
他没有放弃，他没有疲倦，他反而更兴奋。
And then he went to battle. He went to conquer cities after cities.
然后他去征战，征服了一个又一个的城市。
Instead of getting scared, instead of getting some kind of PTSD.He was just more and more excited as he got older.
他没有害怕，他只是越来越为神而兴奋。
You can feel the way Caleb asked Joshua. Caleb is more and more excited.
你可以看见加勒向约书亚要求的，他是越来越兴奋。
I am as strong today as the day Moses sent me out.
我像当年摩西。派我出发的时候一样的强壮。
How many of us here can honestly say I'm as strong today as I'm 20 years ago?
有多少人在我们中间可以说我像二十年前一样强壮
？I like to go to the gym. I try to exercise. I'm more tired.
我更容易疲倦。
I want to spend more time in front of Netflix.
我喜欢坐在电视机前看电影。
I want to do nothing.
我想什么都不做。
Can you guys relate? Can you guys?
哦，你们怎么有没有共样同样的想法？
But then you here we have Caleb, 45 years after at 85 years old, he said, "I'm as strong today as I'm 45 years ago."
你有没有看到加勒他45年之后，他说我跟45年前一样强壮。
The last thing we expect a 85 year to do is to go up and fight.
一个85岁的人，你绝对不会想到他会上去打仗。
If God let me live up 80 years old, if I had my choice,
如果我神许可我活到85岁，我如果可以有所选择的话，
I'm probably enjoying a retired life.
我很可能享受的是一很容易的生活。
Right, maybe in a have a beach house, you know, somewhere warm.
也许我在海滩有个房子。
And once in a while, I'll see my grandkids. I don't know how many I may have.
偶尔我看看我的孙子，我不知道我会有几个。
Maybe play a little mahjong, or who knows what I'll be playing back later.
也许打打麻将，或者谁知道我会玩一些什么游戏。
And then during my downtime, I'll probably do a little bit of gardening, and then at night, I'll probably watch Netflix, just like what I do now.
也许我坐坐院子里头种种花，然后晚上就像我现在一样会看电视。
But again, that's what I want. That's what I want.
再说一次，这是我想要的。
But the question is that what God want me to want?
问题是，这是不是上帝要我去要的？
Is God going to be content with me living that kind of lifestyle 45 years from now?
如果神很满足，让我过这个45年都过这样子的生活。
Many things Caleb should be doing, but he's not doing because his goal, his purpose is rooted in God's word.
加勒应该做的很多的事情，可是他并没有做。因为他的信心是建立在神的事工上。
In his head, he's still going, there's a promise. God promised me something. I don't have it yet, so somehow God's going to give it to me.
在他的心中，他一直记着上帝应许的一些东西，我还没有得到，但是有一天上帝。一定应许。
Chapter 14。
这就是神在前面14章曾经提过的那个不一样的心智。
And my goal today is not just for myself, but for all of us here to be able to walk out of this room desiring also a different spirit.
我今天来到这里的目的是让我们每一个人走出这里的时候都心里有一个不一样的心智。
Be passionate and fired up for what God wants to do with our life.
对神在我们的生命中的计划，我们能够激情，能够点上火来。
What's interesting about Caleb's different spirit is that he didn't ask for an easy piece of land to conquer.
而加勒他不一样的心智里头，特别是他并不要求一个很容易征服的一块土地。
In fact, he asked for a land occupied by giants, defending their giant cities.
事实上，他要求的这块土地是由巨人所建筑的巨人的城市。
These Anakites recorded in Joshua chapter 14. These Anakites, they were giants.
这些亚纳族是巨人。
These were the giants his 10 other spy buddies saw 45 years ago.
这些巨人是他45年前见过的。
And then when the spies saw it,They said these were Nephilim. These were giants. And then they said, we are like grasshoppers next to them.
在当时他们看见的时候说这些人是巨人是亚纳族我们在他们眼中像蚱蜢一样。
And these giants are actually the ancestor of Goliath, David fought years later.
这些巨人是甚至就是多年以后他们所打败的哥利亚的祖先。
In addition to giants, these lands are mountainous.
不但是巨人， 这些土地呢是山区。
Have you tried running up a hill?
你有没有试？如果往山上跑。
Battle gear, try that.
你往山上山坡上面走已经是不容易，你要全身穿着军装，然后往山上奔跑，那你试试看。
Caleb was 85 years old. He didn't look for something easy, or he didn't play the old man card.
加勒已经85岁，他并不是在找一个很容易就能办得到。
I'll do it. I'll teach him a few things, but you know my bones are hurting. They can't do it.
他并不是说，哎呀，我已经老了啊，让年轻人去做吧，我的骨头都在痛，我就教他们一点点该怎么做的，让他们去做吧。
He asked Joshua for a mountain to climb and giants to conquer.
他跟约书亚要求要爬山，他也要去击败巨人。
His different spirit allowed him to place his faith in God because he knows God will never fail his word.
他不一样的心智使得他把信心建立在神的身上，因为他知道神必然实现他的应许。
Right? God promised Caleb that Hebron will be his, so he knows Hebron will be his no matter how.
他知道神应许这些会成为他的，所以虽然他不知道怎么办到，但是神一定做到。
So Caleb, instead of believing the grasshopper logic, Caleb believed the Paul logic.
加勒他并没有接受蚱蜢的逻辑，他接受的是保罗的逻辑。
Who said if God is for us, who can be against us?
保罗说，如果神与我们同在，谁能抵挡我们呢？
See, we're never too old to make new conquests of faith in the power of our Lord.
我们不论我们多大年纪，我们都不会没有力量去找到新的征服点。
Just like Caleb, if we trust God, we can climb mountains and conquer giants.
就像加勒一样，如果我们信靠神，我们可以登山，我们可以攻破巨人。
No matter how old we are, we must never retire from trusting our God.
不论我们多大的年纪，我们都不可以停止信靠神。
See, when COVID hit, every church went through its difficulties.
当疫病来的时候，每一个教会、每一个个人都受到很大的冲击。
Not after COVID hit, one of our youth minister, he got a calling to go to another church.
就在疫病的时候，我们一个同工被神呼召到另外一个教会去。
The youth minister.
我们的这个英语堂的牧师。
And so for a while, our youth group didn't know what to do.
所以有一阵的时间，我们的青少年的年轻人的团体不知道怎么办。
There's nobody leading them. There's nobody talking to them, that there's nobody coming on the programs, that this is, it was just a mess.
没有人带领他们，没有人安排聚会，没有人跟他们说话，情况真是一团糟。
And back then we had a few of us in the college and career fellowship.
在那之前有我们中间有一些是在大学和工作的年轻人有一个团体。
There's maybe like only four or five of us.
我们中间有四五个人。
We're okay on our own because we're old enough. We can do our own things.
我们自己可以自己查经，我们非常好。
But these high school kids and middle school kids, they don't have a youth pastor. They don't know what to do, and their parents didn't know what to do.
但是这些高中生、中学生，他们没有这个青年牧师。然后他们不知道怎么做，他们的家要怎么做。
And so after some prayer, the council career group we decided
祷告，我们决定我们要服侍他们。
Which one's easier, to stay within our council career group or to come out and help the high school kids and their family?
哪一个容易呢？是 留在我们这个大学生就业的团体里头，还是出来去帮助这些年轻人。
Like back then, we had a whole bunch of reasons to not do that.
在那个时候开始的时候，我们有很多的理由说我们不能做，做不到。
The church is going to hire a new minister eventually. The parents are going to do something eventually. We never work with the kids. It's going to be weird. The kids can do their own things. They need to grow up. And so we have all these bunch of reasons to not do this.
我们有很多的理由不去做。教会至终会雇佣什么牧师或者家长他们也会想出什么办法。还有这些年轻人自己也可以找出什么方式他们也要长大的，所以我们一直有很多的理由。
But we follow the calling of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们跟随圣灵的呼召。
It was scary and awkward at first. Like, I never worked with kids back then.
开头很让人害怕，也很古怪。因为我从来没有跟年轻人在一起过。
Yes, I don't know if you have experience working with high school kids, but that's scary.
我不知道你们有没有跟高中生一起过那是很吓人的。
Kids are scary.
孩子们很可怕的。
If they don't like you, they will tell it to your face.
如果他们不喜欢你，他会当面来告诉你。
If they don't agree with what you say, they will call you out.
如果他不同意你所说的，他们会马上表示出来。
It's not easy, guys.
大家，这不是容易的。
But then we endured. We obeyed. A bunch of us, we encouraged each other. We followed the calling. We believe that there's something beautiful behind God's calling.
但是我们没有退却，我们彼此的鼓励。我们相信神，我们也相信神的呼召。这一定有很美的。
Even some parents joined us.
过了一段时间，有一些家长也加入我们。
These parents realized, hey, these are my kids. I need to learn how to take care of them too.
这些家长说，这些是我的孩子，我也需要学习怎么照顾他们。
A few of them actually started reading an English Bible for the first time.
有些家长甚至开始读英文的圣经。
There's still we don't have an English minister.
我们仍然没有英文堂的牧师。
But now we have a group of coworkers who's willing to come out in faith and experience God in ways that we never thought it would possible.
但是我们有一群同工。大家出来要经历神是如何来带领我们度过。
There were some mountains, there were some giants.
有的时候有山地，有巨人。
But there's also God.
但是仍然神在这里。
If God says go climb, He's going to help you. Then we're going to be able to climb with His help.
如果神说去爬山。那我们就去，因为他会与我们同去。我们在我们的家里，在工作场所，甚至在教会，都会有巨人。
Caleb's different spirit allowed him to face all these difficulties.
加勒不一样的心智，许可他面临这用信心面对这所有的难处。
And as he got older, his faith got stronger.
你看见他越年纪越长，信心越坚固。
You see, the word old is so negative, right?
现在谈到老是非常负面的一个观念。
Like these high school kids, they'll come up to me and say, Henry, you're old.
这些高中生会跑来跟我说 ，Henry， 你好老哦。
I'm like, I still remember when I was.Just your age growing up in this church, and now you're calling me old?
我还记得我在你这个年龄，在这个教会成长的，我还记得，你怎么叫我老了呢？
See, old is so such a terrible thing, because if there's no God, then yes, old is terrible.
的确，你老是很可怕的，尤其就因为当你没有神的时候，老是一件可怕的 时。
Because you're walking towards the end.
因为你已经走向主的时候。
But when you are in God, old is a beautiful thing.
可是当你与神同在的时候，年老是一件美好的事。
It talks about the abundance of experiencing God's grace.
因为你在这年老的过程，你经历了无限的神的恩典。
The older you get, the more of God's grace, of His mercy, of His love that you experience.
当你年老的时候，你就经历到更多，比别人更多神的恩典、怜悯、慈爱。
See the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God.
你知道亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，也同样是加勒的神。
Nothing can stop Caleb from receiving God's promise, not even old age.
没有一样东西可以拦阻加勒得到神的应许，连他的年老都不能拦阻。
Well, how much time do I have?
12:20.
Okay. All right. So now Caleb conquered the land. Let's see what he's doing with it.
现在加勒征服了这块地，我们看看他要做什么。
Let's go to the next chapter, chapter 15 of Joshua.
我们翻到约书亚记十五章。
I'm going to read from chapter 15, verse 16 through 19.
我要读约书亚记十五章十六节到十九节。
Okay, and Caleb said, I will give my daughter Achish in marriage to the man who attacks and captured Kiriath Sephar. Othniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's brother, took it. So Caleb gave his daughter Achish to him in marriage. One day when she came to Othniel, she urged him to ask her father for a field. And when she got off her donkey, Caleb asked her, What can I do for you? And she replied, Do me a special favor.
好，第十五章十六节，加勒说：“谁能攻打基列西弗，将城夺取，我就把我女儿亚撒给他为妻。”加勒的兄弟基纳斯的儿子阿陀涅夺取了那城，加勒就把女儿亚撒给他为妻。亚撒过门的时候，劝丈夫向他父亲求一块田。亚撒一下驴，加勒问他说。你要什么？他说：“求你赐福给我。你既将我安置在南地，求你也给我水泉。”他父亲就把上泉、下泉赐给他。
You see, what's interesting about Caleb's faith is that it's influential.
对加勒的信心有一件很特别的，就是他的信心有影响力。
See, Caleb's passion for God's mission.Influence others around him to do the same.
加勒他对神的计划的这个激情也影响了他身边的人。
He wasn't just a brave warrior, but he's also a wise father.
他不但是勇敢的战士，他也是一个有智慧的父亲。
See, verse 16 and 17, Caleb says, there are lands that I still have yet to conquer.
十六节、十七节说，他那加勒说，还有土地我需要去征服。
There are still occupants in there that we need to kick out.
那里头还住着迦南人，我们要把他们赶出去。
Who is able to do that? I will let him marry my daughter.
谁能做到，我就把我女儿嫁给他。
See, Caleb here, he's not trying to auction off his daughter. Okay, don't get it wrong.
加勒并不是在这里要拍卖他的女儿，别搞错了。
But he's looking for an opportunity to see who has that warrior spirit.
他在这里抓着机会要找，看谁有那个战士的精神。
Who is also like him, who will cling onto God's promise and go get God's promise?
谁像他一样能够抓住神的应许，而且去争取，去得到这个应许。
He wants a passionate man, a man after God's own heart for his daughter.
他要一个对神有激情跟随神心意的人来做他的女儿的丈夫。
He doesn't want just somebody who's entitled two things. He wants somebody that's a go-getter.
他不想要有一个人是好像就随他就能得到，他要这个人是去争取来的。
So this challenge ensured whoever came and came out victorious would be a man who also had a different spirit.
这样子使他那个人需要有不一样的心智，所以让他能够做同样的事。
Caleb wants a man who is different.
加勒要一个不一样的人。
A man with a different spirit for his daughter.
这一个人需要有一个不一样的心智，才能娶他的女儿。
Othniel means lion of God.
厄陀涅的意思是神的上帝的狮子。
And he was indeed a lion, suitable husband for Caleb's daughter.
他的确是像一只狮子一样，非常适合加勒的女儿。
If you read Judges chapter 3, he was one of the early judges who God used to give Israelites peace for 40 years.
你如果读到士师记第三章，他是以色列人第一个士师，他使得国中太平40年。
In addition to providing the right husband, Caleb gave another gift to his daughter.
不但加勒为他的女儿选了一个很好的丈夫，他也给她了一个很好的礼物。
Which is not just the land, but a source of water to that land.
那个礼物就是
is when Caleb first gave them the land, I'm sure Caleb knows the land is a bit dry.
有趣的是，当加勒把这个土地给他的女儿女婿时，他知道这个土地是有点干的。
Caleb is a warrior. He also knows that means he also knows the geographic features of his land.
他是一个勇士，他也同样知道这个土地的地理上的一些状况。
Why would a father purposely give his daughter a piece of dry land?
为什么一个父亲会故意的把一块干的土地给他的女儿呢？
I believe this is Caleb's way of testing. See where his daughter, where the heart of his daughter is.
我想这是加勒用这件事来探视他女儿的心是什么样。
So instead of complaining about what a terrible father is, I mean, a father Caleb is, his daughter came and just asked.
他的女儿没有在那边抱怨这个加勒是什么样的坏父亲，他反而过来要求。
So, brothers and sisters, when we are lacking, when we are needing, what is the very first thing we do?
弟兄姐妹，当我们有缺乏需要的时候，什么是我们第一件做的事？
Do we ask God, or do we start complaining?
我们是求问神呢，还是我们开始抱怨？
Or we start blaming other people?
还是我们开始怪别人。
Brothers and sisters, it's so when things don't go the way we want them to go, it's so easy to just complain and play the victim card.
弟兄姐妹，当事情不照我们意思的时候，我们是多么容易的坐在抱怨，然后来怪东怪西。
Or is it that hard to come to God in prayer and ask from Him?
还是来到神的面前来求问神，求他的帮助。
See, Caleb's boldness is indeed evident in his daughter.
加勒的大胆的确传在他女儿的身上。
See, as a father, I often ask myself, like, what's the best thing that I can give my daughters, my kids?
作为一个父亲，我常常想，什么是我可以给我的儿女最好的？
I give them food, to eat, clothes to wear, and a house to live. That's pretty good, right?
我给他们食物吃，有衣服穿，有房子住，很好了吧？
I mean, that's what I'm supposed to do, right?
我想我们每一个做父亲的都应该这样做。
But then, I'm going to go a little farther. I'm going to get them education.
然后我再往前面发展，我要给他们教育。
I'm going to do everything I can to make sure they get the best education they can.
我要尽我最大的努力，好， 我甚至可以找第二份工，把我什么东西卖掉，我就是要把最好的给他。我想所有我们亚洲的父母都是这样。
But is that good enough? Is that the best? Is that the best I can do for my kids?
那够不够呢？ 那是不是我们给我们孩子最好的呢？
Fine. I will even bring them to church. I will show them what Christians are supposed to do. I will make sure they memorize Bible verses. I will make sure they get baptized when they hit eighth grade. Is that enough?
那么好吧，我一定确保把他们带到教会，我确定让他们一定要来读圣经，一定让他们呢能够在八年级的时候就受洗，这样子够好了吧？
See, all these are good.
这些都是好的。
But is that the best?
是不是最好的呢？
See, what I learned from Caleb is that he not only provided for the next generation, but his faith.
他的信心是最好的传到了他的下一代中。
See, brothers and sisters, his faith was way more valuable than the land he gave to his sons and daughters.
他的信心是远远比他给的土地，给他的女儿和女婿的土地来的有价值。
Caleb's example of a life enduring faith and courage, it was a model to other people.
他的生平，他的坚忍的信心和一生，可以成为很多别的人的楷模。
And so that makes me wonder, how are other people? What do other people see me as?
以至于我也在想，别人怎么看我？
What kind of model am I leaving?
我给别人设立的什么样的楷模？
Can people sense a different spirit in me?
别人在我的身上能不能感受到一个不一样的心智？
See, as I'm getting older, I feel there's an urgent need for the older generation to provide for the next generation.
这使我内心有个急迫感，我们这一批人要为下一代的人有一个榜样。
Not just providing them with stuff. You know, stuff will come and stuff will go.
不是,
but spiritually, how am I providing for them?
不是只是提供他们东西，物质，东西可以来也会消失，而是提供他们属灵的东西。
And so we need to ask ourselves, are we investing our resources wisely?
所以我要问的一句，我们是不是把我们的资源投资在最聪明、最有智慧的方面？
Things that we're doing for our kids now, we got to ask ourselves, what will they look like when they're 40 years old? What will they look like when they're 85 years old?
我们投资在儿女身上的任何东西，我们要自己去想，40年后他们会是什么样？ 85年后他们会是什么样？
See, recently I've been having this drive to want to help the next generation so that they don't need us anymore.
我最近有一个驱动力在我心中想，我要帮助我们的下一代，到他们不需要我。
See, when they're growing up as high school, as middle school, high school kids, when they're growing up with us, we do all these things for them. We make them go to Sunday school, send them to retreats, tell them to go do this, go do that. We help them a lot, right?
当我们的青少年在中学、高中的时候，我们为他们做了很多的事情。我们带他们去主日学，带他们去退休会，我们为他做这个，为他们做那个。
But a lot of times when they go to college, when we are not there to help them anymore, what happens to them?
但是等到了大学，我们不在旁边帮助他们的时候，他们发生了什么事？
School gets busy. School gets more and more busy. Church becomes less important.
功课越来越多越忙，教会也越来越不重要。
Slowly, one by one, they drift away.
慢慢的，一个一个，他们就飘走了。
So we gotta ask ourselves, as parents, as older, more mature Christians, we gotta ask ourselves, how can we help our kids so that when we are not around them, they still have this drive, they still have this passion for God Himself.
所以让我们这些中年的人去思想，弟兄姐妹去思想，当我们的孩子长大的时候， 我们不在他旁边的时候，他们仍然有一个驱动力，仍然有一个心是向着神。
How can they be independent of us yet desperately dependent on God?
如何我们如何让他们从我们身上独立出去，而同时绝对的依靠神？
A Christian with a different spirit must and should encourage the younger generation to also have this different spirit.
一个有不一样心智的基督徒一定要对他的下一代的年轻人也让他们也有这样的心智。
The best inheritance any one of us can give our kids is not stuff, it's faith in God.
我们所能给予我们下一代的最好的东西不是物质的或者任何的东西，而是信心。
See, God said Caleb had a different spirit unlike his peers.
神说加勒有一个不一样的心智。
The spirit drove him to see victory in God when the rest of his saw destruction.
他因着这个不一样的心智就得胜利，而其他的人都退后败亡。
This same spirit propelled this 85-year-old man to run up mountains and conquer giants.
这样子的心智推动他冲上山完成神的托付。
And this same spirit paved the way for the next generation of warriors.
而他这样不一样的心智也为下一代的战士铺路。
See, we all eventually will face defining moments that will change our lives.
我们都需要面对一个定义下决定的时刻来决定我们的生活。
Sometimes this is years of wilderness.
有的是多年的旷野生活。
Sometimes it could be running up the mountain and fighting giants.
有的时候是冲上山坡去打巨人。
Or it could be faithfully investing in the next generation.
或者是忠心的来投资在下一代年轻人的身上。
But like Caleb, it's important for our future to.
而像加勒一样，我们都需要审视我们的生活，我们到底要我们的未来如何？
And how am I living now to ensure I end up? I travel towards the future that God wants me to go to.
我要怎么样能够确保我现在所走的路是以后上帝要我得着的？
So what I notice during this pandemic is that the whole COVID pandemic is a lot of people kind of just ride alone. Just ride alone.
我注意到这个疫病以来，很多人就顺流而下。
It's both at work and at church. You have a lot of people with this bare minimum mentality.
你不论在教会或在工作上，会看到很多的人有那种得过且过的那种心态。
It's like them asking, like, what's the least I can do to still be on the team?
他们的心里是想，我要做什么样最少最少的，可是还能够留在这个团队里。
There's a lot of people in my office. They're like, it's not convenient to come to the office.
就像我公司的同事一样，都说，哎呀，到公司来太不方便了。
I can do the same thing at home, right?
我可以在家做一样的事吗？不是吗？
Right? A lot of times we're like, why are you trying so hard?Let other people do it.
很多时候我们会说，让别人去做吧。为什么要费那么大力呢？
There are other Calebs around. I'll just relax.
有其他的加勒在旁边，我只要放松休息就好。
Hey, if I try hard, I'm still gonna get the same pay. So why am I trying so hard?
我如果这么努力的征战，我还是得不到什么酬劳啊。为什么要那么努力？
See, my prayer for us and my prayer for myself is to want to have this different spirit like Caleb.
我的祷告也是为我自己的祷告，就是我要有一个心智像加勒一样。
That allows him to live wholeheartedly following the Lord.
那使得他能够全心全意为主而活。
So we also live in a world that's constantly distracting us away from God and what God wants us to do.
我们也同时住在一个世界上，经常的使我们被分散注意，远离神。
That's constantly telling us to give up, that we can't defeat giants, other people can, we cannot.
这个世界的潮流使我们一直说，对我们说，哦，我们要放弃，我们打不了这巨人，让别人去打。
Why do we want to climb mountains? It's dangerous.
何必去爬登那个山呢？那是危险的。
You can't teach your kids. There are professionals out there to teach your kids. You don't know what's good for your kids.
你不能教你的孩子，有专业人士会教他们，你不知道他们在教什么。
See, it's so easy to just get out of Egypt and be content.
那是我们就只要离开埃及，然后安足满足就好了，这是很容易有的想法。
But God wants so much more than that. God wants us to go into the promised land.
可是上帝要给我们的是远超过这些。上帝要我们进入应许之地。
The land that flows with milk and honey.
这个应许之地流奶与蜜。
Brothers and sisters, today God has also given us a different spirit.
弟兄姐妹，今天上帝仍然给我们一个不一样的心智。
It's the Holy Spirit.
那就是圣灵。
Do you realize that?
你有没有想到
？Jesus died on the cross.
主耶稣。
So he can give us the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣在十字架上死，所以他可以把圣灵给我们。
For those of us who call ourselves Christians, do you know you already have a different spirit?
所有对于我们自称是基督徒的，你知不知道你已经有一个不一样的心灵？
This spirit, Jesus himself said, will allow us to testify before the world, be a testimony.
这个灵耶稣曾说过，使我们能够在世人面前做见证。
He will empower us to be his witness to all the corners of the world.
他使我们有大有能力做他的见证，到世界各地去做。
But the question for us today is, are we allowing this different spirit to do his work?
问题是，我们是不是许可这个不一样的灵在我们身上做他的工？
Or are we standing in his way so that other people can do his work?
还是我们挡了他的路，让别的人能做他的工？
That's our word of prayer.
让我们祷告吧。
Father, we admit that as we read Caleb's story, we are envious.
主啊，我们父神，我们承认面对加勒的故事，我们实在无语。
We want to be that passionate 40-year-old spy. We want to be that tough 85-year-old warrior.
我们愿意成为那40岁的勇士和85岁的战士。
But at the same time, we have to admit we're kind of scared.
可是同时，我们有限，我们也害怕。
We're afraid of what the price that we have to pay.
我们害怕要付的代价。
We're afraid the life that we're going to have to live.
我们害怕我们所要面对的生活。
We're afraid of other people mocking us.
我们害怕别人会嘲笑我们。
But today you remind us that you already have endured all these.
但是如今你激励我们要做，你已经做了这一切。
You endured the mockery.
忍受了别人的嘲笑。
You endured being despised.
你忍受别人轻看你，
your peers,
你的同辈，
your peers for our transgressions, peers.
哦，你被刺伤，
and then you're rejected by your own father.
你甚至被你自己的父拒绝，
so that today we may have your spirit.
所以以至于我们今天能够有你的灵。
Oh Lord, may you speak to our hearts. May you change us, may you mold us, so that your spirit may become so evident in our life that that people cannot but see Christ in us.
主啊，唯愿你今天改变我们，塑造我们，以至于我们的生命能够被人看见你在我们中间。
Lord, how we pray that as we become older, we may become stronger, but stronger in you.
主啊，让我们年龄越大，我们越变得越来越坚强，能够在主的里头站立得住。
So that Christ may increase and that we may decrease.
以至于主你必增长，我们必衰微。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.